AP Update, I'm Ed Donahue. The Labor Department says more than 240,000 jobs were added last month. The unemployment rate is holding at 4.9%. Chief Economist Stuart Hoffman says it's unlikely today's report will cause the Fed to raise interest rates when it meets next month.
Maybe if we didn't have the problems in the financial markets that we've seen globally and the concerns that the weakness in the global economy could be dragging the U.S. down. There's not a lot of evidence to that yet.
The Federal Reserve raised rates from record lows back in December. Low unemployment has historically caused the Fed to raise its benchmark rate for short-term lending. Worker pay did slip after having picked up in January, but more Americans who had been sitting on the sidelines began searching for jobs and found them. Some experts say the solid job numbers last month should ease fears of another recession. AP Update, I'm Ed Donahue.